Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. And we are all going to die. Well, not really. Michael, what are we talking about today?
So I had to look into it because some strange guy at the gas station was like, hey, you know, we're all going to die this week by a meteorite.
And that's where you always talk to all your people, isn't it, at the gas station?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't hear anything about it. He's like, well, that's because they don't want you to know. I'm like, well, how do you know?
You know? He's in the know. Yeah. He's got that connection. He's got them internets.
He's like, because I take the foil hat off my head, and then I can read their minds as they read mine.
Oh. Is that how he sounds?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's what Billy Bob from the gas station?
The meteorite's going to hit us. Mm-hmm. It's going to kill all the cows.
So what did he tell you about it?
Drop all the water. So he was just telling me that, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I'm going to look it up myself, you know, just to see what he's blowing up at, you know, the proportion. Right. Now, of course, if there was something catastrophic like that, I could see why the government would hide it from the people.
Yeah, because everybody would, like, freak out, and then it would become, like, mass religious hysteria.
And, yeah, and just straight up murder and rape everywhere.
Yeah, because you're like, the world's ending, I can't get punished.
Yeah.
But then that doesn't end, and then everybody goes to jail.
Yeah, and they would need time to get everything set up so they can go hide and
right.
try to survive.
They got
to
go down in their little bunkers that are only for, like, the 37 people or however many people are going to go down there.
Under the Colorado airport.
All that stuff. Wherever it is. Yeah, wherever those conspiracy theorists put it.
Oh, I'm sure they got bunkers, dude. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. So what's happening? Like, what are we doing? Are we prepared for this?
Well, so I'm going to call this episode Apocalypse Time. Or Apocalypse Now.
We can't do that. It's a movie.
Oh.
Apocalypse Time.
Apocalypse Current. So after we gave it a quick Google, it was
a real quick Google, like 3 minutes.
On Friday the 13th, 2029, there's supposed to be one that's hitting 370 meters, which is about 1,200.
It's about 1,200 feet.
Yeah, feet. And diameter is supposed to come. What, like 19,000
miles? 19,000 feet. Away. Yeah, 19,000 miles. Yeah. Not 19,000 feet.
That's really
19,000 miles from the Earth.
Yeah. And just can totally...
Yeah. Well, no, it wouldn't hit us. Not from...
No, it's just going to...
What is that? Was it going to poop on us?
It's just going to go by.
Oh, it's just...
Yeah, it's just going to go by and just... Like, what up?
You think there's going to be aliens on it? They're going to, like, wave at us?
No, there's...
What if it's an alien spaceship?
It's not.
Oh. Well, they weren't my topic.
That's not what the gas station earl said. He's like, comet, an asteroid. Gonna knock everything out of space.
It's gonna knock everything out of space.
Knock everybody's dish network satellites off their house and into orbit and a bunch of...
That'd be disappointing. I'd be upset if I can't watch my Real Housewives.
Bunch of cow barbecue everywhere, fried all up like the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. I like the way you look.
So tell me what's going on. Like, do we need to get ready? Is this going to happen? Isn't it going to happen a couple times?
Yeah. Well, you know, and it almost makes you wonder because it's so far away and the speed it's moving that it'd be kind of hard to calculate. And there could be a variable that throws it off. And what if it did hit and just punch Earth right in the freaking face?
We wouldn't really have to worry about it because, I mean, it'd just be over.
Oh, yeah. One that size would just...
Obliterate the whole planet.
Yeah. It'd
be a big boom.
By the big boom.
Big raspberry, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Scuff the planet right up.
We'd have to send it back and get a new one.
You know who would probably survive, though?
Amazon.
And roaches. Roaches running Amazon.
No, they're just floating around in space, like tumbling around.
They survive everything.
Right.
Can't kill roaches. They're resilient little guys. Roaches. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, based off my notes, that's about all I got.
So, what's the name of it? Apophis?
Apostrophe.
Yeah, that
apostrophe
one.
S.
And it's supposed to come, I closed my notes.
I closed all my notes.
He closed all his notes.
Now he doesn't.
And I was singing a note. Did you get that?
I did.
See what I did there?
Yeah. That was dumb.
Yeah. What you giggling?
that asteroid that we've been talking about for the last couple minutes of this episode. Yeah, it's supposed to, let me see, it's supposed to come by a couple times, 2029, 2036, and 2068.
Woo!
And it's like, it's basically, I believe it's orbiting the sun, and that's why it's going to keep coming around, coming near us.
Until, because we're getting closer to the sun, so until it gets close enough for it.
Right.
So check this out.
What are
these
you doing?
These are Kool-Aid pop rocks, or pop sand. They're not really rocks. Not really granules.
Like the asteroid that would crash into the planet. This smells good. Hold on. Don't make any noise, okay? That's literally what's going on in Michael's mouth right now. And that right there is your daily dose of Just Plain Nonsense. Yeah, you want to crunch a little louder and annoy the crap out of the people listening to the podcast.
All right. Still going.
All right, let's get back on topic. Or not. Anybody else bored with this podcast yet? Come on, let's go.
When did the listeners see how long this lasts?
We could just tell them.
You get your poppy money's worth with them. That
you definitely do for the
lot of pops.
For the 50 cents that cost. All right.
This is awesome. There's a few pops in there. I wonder if it's doing that in my stomach.
Probably. Okay.
So go ahead and continue.
All right, dude, this is your topic. You're the one who's like, I want to talk about the asteroid because we're all going
to
die.
Well, Gas Station Earl made a big deal of it, so I just wanted to...
You have any more things about it? Like, aren't we supposed to get prepared for this?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm thinking we can go with this episode is we can... A lot of people like the conversation of prepping for end of time stuff.
It's about time. I've been trying to get him on that topic for a while.
So let's say hypothetically, it is going to hit the Earth.
Yeah.
Either way, we should be prepared for an apocalyptic type.
Apocalyptic.
For apocalyptic, you got to be ready for that.
All right, everybody, keep an eye out in the Just Plain Nonsense store for the apocalyptic T-shirt.
Lipstick's so beautiful, it's dangerous.
Ooh, that's good.
Woo.
That's going to be the slogan. Apocalypse stick. Lipstick so beautiful, it's dangerous. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so preparedness.
Okay, yeah. So in my notes, I wrote comets. Did you hear? I covered that.
We did. You know why? Because we talked about it.
How would you survive? Okay, so we would need some type of underground bunker. Let's say we survived, you know. Like
right.
The comet hit and... A very small percent of the population survived. We were part of that population because, you know.
Just for the sake of the whole. Yeah. I mean, we're podcasters. We have to survive.
Yep. Somebody's got to survive to talk about it.
You and I will have to repopulate the planet.
Us and roaches. Special team. Okay. Okay. So in my idea of a way to survive, especially with other people around that you'd have to compete with resources over, you would need a... I would imagine I'd want a special team
right.
of like scouters slash like spec ops that you could send out and go kill deer and that happen to survive and
right the ones that weren't irradiated
yeah and go take on the other camps you know or okay. scout and see when the enemy's coming close. They do like daily scouts
right.
So what if we had like a Hollywood, if you could have any Hollywood team of five members,
they have to be like actors
yeah and just so that way it's relatable
okay. You know?
So what would your dream team scouter survival group
right. be? Okay.
Who would be in it?
Well, The Rock, for one. What's up, Dwayne Johnson? How you doing, bro?
Okay.
You're writing this down?
I'm thinking of mine.
Okay. Let's see. Did you say five?
Yeah, five.
I'd pick The Rock for sure. For one reason, because he's like he's super strong. And he's very charismatic. And he could probably get us into like the places that we need to go into. You know, because like if we're going to like share bunkers with somebody or we need to get supplies, he could probably like charm it out of their hands. And then I would go with, let's see. Is it actors or can I pick their characters?
Celebrities in general, ones that people would know.
Okay. Jason Statham. But I mean, I don't know him as a person.
Well, so like a lot of his movies are so out there. One of the transporters where the car flips and he gets the crane hook to take the bomb off and lands it. Like, this would be the perfect movie that he would star in.
Right.
Because he would somehow survive it.
Like
the cum would hit and he would roll and then like.
Catch it with a crane or something and start turning and the planet.
It would, the momentum of the comet would fling off the crane in the other direction, so he'd save the planet.
With a crane.
Yeah. Something outrageous.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Jaleel White. And that is Steve Urkel.
Oh, interesting. I'd like to know why.
You know, because reasons.
Okay, good enough. Next.
Mm-hmm. I got two more. Let's see. I keep thinking Scarlett Johansson. And I mean, probably she's probably a pretty decent fighter. Or maybe she's just good at acting like a good fighter. Also, she's super cute.
Yeah, I think you're looking for people you just want to hang out with.
Probably. I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with them. Plus, I'm going to have a pretty sweet
bunch. But they're not super elite, then like...
That's what I got your team for.
You'll be death bros.
That's what I got your team for. You guys are the elite ones.
Oh, so we'll have like neighbor camps or the...
Yeah.
Okay.
And my whole sister bunker camps is going to be decked out. Like, I'm going to have all the entertainment and all that kind of stuff. And you've got all the guns and the food. So then I'll have the last one. It'll be my celebrity crush, Hayden Panettiere. If you're out there, hit me up.
There's no tact.
Right here, at Inennesy. Like, send me a message. Hayden, what's up?
There's no tactful thinking to your team. You're just like, I'd really like to really like to die with her. She's hot, and I'd really like to hang out with him. He's pretty funny. And this is a scout team, bro. And then, who's that one comedian? I really like his jokes.
Let's see. Yeah. Jim Gaffigan. I know I'm hitting six now, but I think that's six, isn't it?
Well, you're going to have a bench warmer, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I like Jim Gaffigan. I could hang out with him all day.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm going to have the pad. Like my underground, what are those? Like the storage shipping containers like I put underground and make like a thing out of it to survive in. Like a place where you live, like a house. Hmm. An underground bunker, if you will. It'll be all decked out. I'll have like flat screen TV, Xbox, PlayStation. Somehow I'll be able to have Netflix. After the world has ended, I'll go steal their servers or something and take them into my bunker, and I'll be able to distribute Netflix to the surrounding dystopian communities, or Amazon Prime, you know, whichever, because Amazon's gonna survive anyway.
Yeah, just like the roaches.
All right, what about you?
Well,
I think it's a pretty balling team that I've got.
Yeah, they'll definitely get pulled. It'd be entertaining when they take all those bullets.
Right. Well, what sucks though is that like I know Hayden Panettiere and The Rock probably gonna hook up, and then you got Scarlett Johansson and Jason Statham, and I'm just gonna be sitting off by myself hanging out with Jim Gaffigan.
Since there's no survival method to this, you'd be able to just got a bunch of hot chicks for yourself. Since
well, I mean, why not?
You're like, I want to get two women that I'm really attracted to, and then two men that are super attractive, and put them together with me, so I can just watch me in misery. So I can
be in misery. I didn't even think about that.
It's like I want to be tortured after I, you know, if I were you, that was what you're going for. You should just went with a team of just all chicks, and you're like the hero, and they're all competing for you.
Oh yeah, see, I don't think that way. I don't pit people against each other. I think it'd be cool to hang out with all those people. So in I guess. If you take a look
at your fantasy chicks that, and you're like, we'll put with these dudes and then.
No, it wasn't even like that. I wasn't even thinking about like any, like getting with anybody. I was thinking like, and if you were to get into my brain, survival, like if the whole world ended and I wanted to like, I had something I had to do to survive, I would just want to like enjoy myself. Like hang out with people that I think are pretty cool.
Like I want Betty White.
Dude, Betty White will outlive this impact.
Yeah, it'll be her and the roaches.
She'll become the roach queen.
Yeah, she's probably been around for like 1,000 years. She's immortal, like Highlander. You gotta take her head or she'll keep
living. Well, it's a good thing nobody's taken her head yet. That's probably why she hasn't starred in any of those movies.
Yeah.
Because she'll give away her secret.
She'll be in Hollywood she'll probably disappear for a while so nobody knows she's immortal. Come back 3 generations later and be another star in a show.
Right.
Like, I'm Betty White.
Did you see her whenever she was younger? She was in Life with Elizabeth. She's always been super funny. Betty White, if you're watching this, Hit me up at Anenesi. It's right down there.
Betty White is pretty awesome. I would
love to hang out with Betty White. She'd be super fun.
Yeah.
What about you?
She ages very slowly. It's freakish. It's like she was like...
She's living in a vortex.
She was like in her early elderly years for like 80 years. And then all of a sudden she's like, okay, I think I'm going to age 10 more years.
There was something that I saw. Yeah, she chooses how fast she ages. There was something that I saw that said Betty White was in her... she was in a show about being an older woman like before most of us were born. And it went for 7 seasons and then it ended before most of us were born.
Shit, when it's catching on.
Right. Right. But if you're a Highlander and you were like immortal and you wanted to not be noticed, would you get into entertainment?
Well, yeah, because then she'll just go off the radar. She'll go live in the Swiss Alps for 400 years and then...
400 years by then, all the DVDs will have dissolved or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then if she did survive the comet thing, then...
No, not if, when.
Yeah, when. I meant like if the comet happened. Of course, she would survive.
Yeah, she's going to survive it regardless.
And then if that was the case, then she would know all... She's watched history like build up. She's watched societies come and go. So she'll help us rebuild the new world. So Betty White would actually be the leader. Queen Betty.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like...
No, Queen White. That sounds way cooler. Yeah.
So when we go into the Dark Ages afterwards, because that's what happened. Once we...
She's Queen White.
Yeah. Queen White. Oh, man, this would be a great show. Queen White.
Amazon, don't steal it.
Don't you do it. Of course, it has to be cast by Betty White. So.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. It has to be Betty White.
Don't go to the Swiss Alps yet. Stay with us for another couple of decades.
Betty, hang on.
So another couple of decades so we can get successful, established.
Yeah, and we're writing the script now. Mm-hmm. Like, we literally just started it. Start writing. We're writing it right now, see? And we're going to have it done in the next 10 years.
Yep.
I was hoping you were going to be like, I was like, here, got it. That was the last period.
Yep.
And then, we'll star Betty White in it, and then we can make it, and it'd be super awesome.
Based about Betty White, the true story, and then starting Betty White. Because who else better to play Betty White than Betty White?
Can you think about this? You know how they have like those...
I can't think about it.
Well, hold on. Don't think about that. You, like, stop thinking about that for a second, and then think about me, what I'm about to say. You know how they have these like based on a true story things all the time? Like, you've never seen like that kind of a disaster, like a global disaster that's based on a true story until Queen of Darkness, Betty White.
Mm-hmm. Well, how crazy would it be? It would seem almost prophetic if like we create this before the comet hits, because we got till Friday 13th, 2029.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
We got time.
There's 10 years.
So if you guys, Patreon subscribers, things like that, help boost us, we can have the funds to do so.
Speaking of that, go subscribe on Patreon. There's that stuff down there and a link in the description.
You like how I worked that into the episode?
Yeah, that was good right here. Proud of you.
So anyway, and then if we make the film, right, starring Betty White.
Right.
About Betty White.
If you don't stop saying if, when we make the film. Yeah.
Then they find it in some archive. She'll recreate the technology to play DVDs and things like that. And then they watch it again like, whoa.
This is terrible quality.
She knew our whole future.
Right. Because then she'd seem like a prophetess.
Yeah.
Like she was able to predict it all.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
She was just there. She's like, let me tell you about dinosaurs.
I don't think that's how Betty White sounds.
No, but I can't mask my voice to have that majestic beauty. it's got too much testosterone in it.
Betty, I hope you're listening to this and getting all kinds of flustered because you're like... happy about the compliment.
Well, you know that Betty White subscribes and is a huge fan, so that's why everybody else should.
She's a patron on the $1,000 nonsense tier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So anyway, now that we got that established,
I guess I'm choosing
that nonsense.
Did you choose Betty White?
Yeah, I'm choosing Betty White. Okay. This is my dream team now.
Okay.
So Betty White, of course, number one, duh. We need brains of the operation and beauty.
Right.
And internal wisdom. Chuck Norris, because it's a no-brainer. I know that seems cliche, but, I mean, a dude that can kill everyone at once, why not? So Betty White, Chuck Norris.
Hold on. So he doesn't need to kill everybody at once because everybody will already be dead pretty much.
Well, the other ones that survive there.
That try to take your goods.
That try to take our goods.
Gotcha.
All right.
Oh, crap.
I have to figure it out by then, and I will, but I'll just Google eventually. I won't do it right now, but whoever the Discovery Channel's, whoever their top guy is for survival shows... That dude, for obvious reasons, to live off the nature and the land that's still there.
Isn't it that Bear Grylls guy, the one who drinks his own pee?
Whoever, if that's him, then yes. Teach me how to drink my pee properly. I want to drink bad pee.
I want to drink good pee.
Yeah. So him and then a guy from Taken. It's like, give me my daughter. Let her go.
Liam Neeson's.
Liam Neeson. Yeah.
The Liam Neeson's. Liam Neeson's. That Liam Neeson's though.
But did you see that Liam Neeson's movie with them wolves though?
Liam and all of his nieces. Yeah, no, I would take him. You know.
Right.
He'd be the tactician of
you,
the.
You would take him, and then his daughter would call you and be like, "I want him back. I have I have a specific set of skills.
I have a specific dad, and I miss him, and I'm gonna come get him."
Did you mean to do that when you said you were gonna take him?
No,
I created a pun for
him. And then I was like, "Whoa, that was good!" And I just saddled up on it and rode it all the way to the
nice.
Yeah, so him. So that's four. And the last one would be the 1980s Rambo, Sylvester Stallone.
So, but...
Because that dude, he's going to...
You can't get somebody from the past.
Do you remember whenever... It's my dream team. It's a dream, bro.
Okay. I guess it's all right.
I mean, you didn't stop me at Chuck Norris or the Eternal Betty White. There's no reason to stop me at freaking... So, like, remember which... I forget which Rambo that was where he got shot... There's gut, and so he took gunpowder and
to cauterize the wound.
He then lit on fire. And just like that dude's tough. I want that dude in combat. Plus right. the skills. He's ex-spec ops. He's, you know, we're assuming that the Sylvester Stallone 1980s Rambo, this one guy is a real character. I would take him. That's my celebrity dream team. And then that'd give me five, I believe.
And you need one on the bench.
Oh, then
I think I put one on the bench. I can't count. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, to make it even, I'll put one on the bench. And the one on the bench would be
Taylor Swift.
19. well, I'm married, so I don't need a hot chick. I can already have somebody to procreate with.
Well, then you got to pick her because she's not on your team right now.
No, this is my spec ops team. This isn't the people that were. This is the ones that are going out and scouting. I got you. That's why I said that. That's your dream. That's your dream scout team.
It's not
team.
The only people that you're with.
You should have picked those people for your camp. Like, those are people that are going to be fighting beside you in combat.
Oh, I'm fine.
You have Steve Urkel going, did I shoot him?
It's not Steve Urkel, though. It's Julia White.
Oh.
The actor.
Well, I'm seeing him in Steve Urkel mode.
Right. With the suspenders and everything.
Did I shoot him?
Lara.
So, I guess, did I pick somebody for the bench?
No.
So, the bench would be...
I picked Taylor Swift for you, but you said no.
No. No T Kitty. Because this is my spec ops team. We can do the dream team for the camp. This is funny. We're doing like a fantasy football.
Right.
We're doing it for apocalypse team.
Yeah, a completely imaginary scenario.
Fantasy spec ops apocalypse team. My bench person would be none other than late 1990s Jackie Chan.
Why would you put him on the bench? What are you going to do with Betty White instead of Jackie Chan?
Well, she'll be... The one in the back with the sniper rifle.
Okay.
She'll have the skills, but she'll be kind of the strategy people. But Jackie Chan's a case one. He'll be back there spotting because you know how a sniper needs a spotter, right? So they'll have somebody. He'll be scouting behind or spotting behind Betty White, looking over the binoculars. And then if one gets taken out, he goes in and Betty White covers him while he gets in position. So my point man, the guy at the front taking in will of course be Rambo.
Right.
And then Chuck Norris will be. Take up the debris in the back and the two of them in the middle.
I think it's really funny how, like, anytime we do these kind of things, you take them seriously, but your answers are, like, just a little bit not serious.
It's just got to kind of make sense, sort of.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So mine would be, like, if the world ended, mine would be, like, these are the people I don't care about getting supplies and stuff. I just want to, like, hang out with cool people. Yours is, like, I'm going to go dominate the other camps and take their food.
Yeah. I would want to be near the coast of water.
Well, yeah.
So one side's protected, you know, and then have the water resource. And then, you know, can create a good water filtration system, you know. That way you just have to go out for food.
Right.
Definitely going to need walls.
Yeah. So are you feeling like underground is the best place to go for that kind of thing?
Well, it would have like an underground building because we'd be building all the time.
Right.
So I'd have a team of construction people, you know, obviously people employed by... Or train, or just figuring it out.
Employed by Triple Helix Underground survival company.
Yeah. Oh yeah. On the wall when you come into the kingdom, it'd be Triple Helix. Yeah. It'd be the city of Triple Helix. Dang, that'd be a gangster city.
Yeah.
Bro. Be awesome.
So I was actually thinking about, I've thought about this, you know, with the whole zombie apocalypse kind of thing, like how would you survive?
Yeah,
and fun. I thought about, and I don't know tactics, so I'm not good at this kind of thing, but I was thinking that if you were to go up into a skyscraper and be on the top floor, you could have like a rooftop garden, and it'd be really hard for people to come up and get you because there's only really one point of access unless they flew like a helicopter or something.
Yeah.
But it would suck because you'd have to run down like 75 flights of stairs anytime you wanted to go get something.
I would just have one main gate. I would go like the old kingdom style fortresses where you have the, you dig a ditch and have a moat around it and then have a bridge draw down. Eventually, I mean,
right.
Renovation would take a while. But if I had enough people in there, I would definitely have bodyguards because I'm running this show. So in my kingdom, which is next year's. So I wouldn't want to be taken off or assassinated, you know. We would need, we'd have an entertainment area.
That'd be just my, nonsense that'd be my area.
Yeah. And I would definitely want to make sure that I focus on things that would cause social issues. Like, I'd want to make sure that the male to female population was pretty close. I'd have to have a standard of bylaws.
Right.
And laws and things like that. But, yeah, I would definitely, it would suck if you had, like, nothing but dudes or mostly chicks, then whenever you bring somebody in,
Yeah. So I have a scenario to throw at you for your apocalypse that kind of changes the way things go a little bit.
Okay.
So let's say that the asteroid did hit the planet, right? And instead of just killing everybody, it like broke a huge chunk off of it. Like maybe not quite half the planet. It's still spinning, just wobbly.
Well, if you affect the mass like that and you break it apart, no one's going to survive.
Right. You would survive for a little bit.
Well,
no, because the atmosphere even, would...
Yeah, atmosphere would be messed up.
So let's just pretend like it does.
There'd be no electromagnetic field. There'd be no... it wouldn't have the mass it needed to orbit around the sun the way it does and stay in its axis. And it would, if it changed the axis, it would wipe us out. So we'd have to just assume that it just decimated and the planet's still there, all of its mass.
Right.
And it just...
It just made a big hole out of it.
It just went into it and then raised all the oceans and wiped everything out and had extreme weather.
Yeah, I think there'd be what, like flat, not, the oceans would flash boil, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Because it would heat up so fast and then it would cause like a nuclear winter from all the dust and dirt in the air.
Yeah.
So how would we handle that?
Coats.
Big coats.
No, so like just, I mean, obviously if you to survive something
that's
like
it.
That,
even hoarding coats now.
Yeah, even the first survivors would be like, most of that initial group would, a lot of them die at first trying to establish and survive what seasons, right?
Right.
So we'd have, like I said, that's why it's good to have the Discovery Channel dude.
Yeah.
Dudes like that to help lead.
Is that what you wrote was a Discovery Channel dude?
Yeah. So, you know, so that like my team right here, my fantasy team of scouters,
right?
They would have an apprentice while they're in the camp and they would train people in the stuff to replace them if something ever happened to them. But also, and so the Discovery Channel job, his job in the camp would be to train people on how to survive while we're in there for seasons, right? And then when he would go out, he would do that and then he'd have a protege. Each person would always have somebody under them at the training. They would take on, and sometimes they would take them out on scouting missions that are like small, like going out and hunting for food, but not if we see. Over the bridge or over the wall, if we see like a group of people, like we see smoke from a fire, we know there's people coming near or whatever.
Right.
Then to scout to see what that is, we would only bring the primary dudes, maybe one protege with them, you know?
So they could get a feel for it?
Yeah, because you want to be stealthy. You don't want to give your position away.
Right.
Back when I was enlisted, I was on a team called BBSS, Beachport Search and Seizure. And so we would... You want a small group, so you have a point man, somebody sitting back, you kind of operating each person as a function. If you had one additional person doing nothing, it would give your position away.
Okay.
So, like, you'd want to have that elite team, but then they would train on just the hunting activities and stuff, and they would train them then on taking out their opponent with animals.
I gotcha.
So we'd have a good training program, because I don't want to just be doing it, and then our main people die, and they're done. So... I don't know. This isn't really productive as far as the overall the topic, but it's just really fun to think about.
So this kind of gives like a little bit of an insight into how different our brains are, because we're like, the world's going to end and we've got to build a society. And Michael's like, all right, we got to have walls and irrigation and we got to have leaders and we got to preserve the culture. And I'm over here like, I want to hang out with Scarlett Johansson.
Well, it's funny because it's a lot like how we write.
Yeah.
So, because I'm out of my freaking mind.
That is very true.
I create a lot of good story content, you know, a lot of our story ideas.
Yeah.
But you kind of bring them back and reel them in and put a good personality thing behind it. And I do the whole think of all the weird intricate details.
Yep. So and then I throw out most of them because they're out there.
Oh, they're crazy.
Yeah. But it's good, though. It's really good to be thinking outside the box like that because it's nice to have somebody who can like who thinks like this. And you have all of these options to choose from. And you're like, okay, we can't do all of these, but let's do this one. So I have a lot of stuff to choose from to rein it in.
I'm actually going to put this on. I'm going to take a break for this conversation to tell you about what happened outside.
We're like 40 something minutes in. You just now brought out your prop.
Well, you know.
I would turn off all the lights so they could see that, but I can't.
How's my hair look?
It looks silly.
All right, good. So I was taking a break earlier and I went outside and a bunch of random like drunk people stopped by and were like, what are you doing? And I was like hanging out, getting ready to record a video podcast called Just Play Nonsense. And then of course I pulled in to check it out and then they're like, oh, you look really awesome. And I think the show looks, it sounds really awesome based off the little information you told me. We're going to check it out and subscribe. And just play nonsense. try to do it again. But anyway,
it was a nice try.
And then good effort. One of the chicks threw off her glasses and gave these to me. And of course, I was paraphrasing. That was the exact conversation.
Oh, I thought it was like verbatim.
So that's these. So I figure any random interaction that I have during a podcast, I'm going to share with you guys. Because so, it's like we're all friends.
Just keep it real.
Keep it real, real. And the really real. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Yeah. Cheetos. So no. That's these. How do I look in these?
They're messed up because they're supposed to be like the eye parts are supposed to be tucked into the, like you see those parts that are sticking up? Those aren't supposed to be sticking up. They're supposed to be tucked into that little, there's a thing there. Like you see that right there at the top? They're supposed to be tucked in there.
It's okay. It's just nonsense.
It looks like it says DJ.
Yeah. That's the fun part about this podcast is we don't really need to
anything we do right. Can be nonsense because this is whatever we want to do.
Straight up stupid.
Stupid.
On the stupidly stupid. This is really uncomfortable.
That's probably why she gave them to you.
Yeah.
You might be wearing them upside down,
too. I think they were drunk.
Try flipping them over.
So she probably didn't just, probably was having a hard time seeing anyway. So.
Try flipping them over. They might fit better. No, not. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so for those of you who are just listening, Michael is acting like a mole rat, it looks like. Yeah. So he has wearing these glasses.
If you are just listening, then you need to step up your game and watch.
Yeah, but I'll describe what he's wearing. He's wearing these little like plastic glasses that have glow sticks around the eyes. But they're not quite tucked in right, so they're sticking out all weird. Now he's voguing. Oh. Your hair does look super silly, by the way.
What's that one movie with the male models?
Zoolander.
Zoolander. My problem is I'm just really, 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 really ridiculously good looking.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
But why male models?
It's very tiny. Actually, I can't even quote the movie because it's been so long.
I've only seen it like once.
Do you want to watch it later?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Let's go watch it later.
The only part I remember is I'm just really, 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 really ridiculously good looking.
I went to go see the second one or third one. I don't know how many there are, but I went to go see that in the theater and they were like, there's all I remember about it is there was like models that were like shooting guns and stuff. That's all I remember about it. I do need to watch it.
They're breakdance fighting.
Do we have anywhere else to go with this podcast, or should we just end it?
No, let's keep going for a little longer. I'm having fun. You know, this is a good movie.
What's that?
Blades of Glory. Remember that one?
Oh yeah. Bunch of skaters.
Like, remember the stalker out there?
Dude, it's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Like, I would love to be like that appreciated. That like, you know, stalkers get a bad rap. Oh, that
you have a stalker.
Yeah, stalkers have a bad rap. You know.
No, they don't. You're not supposed to stalk people.
That means they do have a bad rap. You agree with me then?
Why?
Because you think they're they're bad. No, that means they have a bad rap.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, remember that, what was that scene in Blades of Glory where he's like, I just want to take your flesh and wear it on my body and kill you. I love you so much.
Dude, it's been, I'm telling you, I don't remember.
I can't remember something like not even coming close to quoting, I'm sure.
Totally want to cut off your skin and wear it to my birthday. It's coming up.
But I would love, I wouldn't love to have a stalker like that, but I get it. You know what I mean? If somebody appreciates you that much, I mean, I would sit him down and talk to him and be like, look, I know you want to wear my flesh as a suit, and you think you love the show and our content, and I know you subscribe. It's just plain not that ninja, you know.
No, they subscribe on YouTube.
Oh, subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah.
Butt buddy, look.
Did you say butt buddy?
Wow, I didn't catch that. That's funny, because
what is happening with Michael right now?
I said it with my mouth. Dude, I've had
he
a lot of
he wants a stalker. Now he's talking about butt buddies.
No, I don't want one, but
no, you want one. I can see it in those glow stick.
I appreciate when someone cares that much, you know, because all it is just they care a lot and they don't know what to do with it. And their life is so sad that they, you know, and I'm like, you know what, buddy, let's sit down and talk about this. And then be like, you know,
that's strange.
Give me a chance to, you know, get into their life and give them some advice. You know, like, you don't want to stalk me. You want to stalk yourself. Yeah. Get into yourself.
Give me one minute of motivation of like.
Let's pretend you're my stalker.
Oh my gosh, Michael! I just want to wear your skin as a suit.
As a meat suit, whatever. Yeah, it's
it. Oh my gosh, Michael!
You're
a
stalker.
Hold on. Why don't you go ahead and tell me how to stalk you?
Yeah, I don't want to tell you how to stalk.
Oh my gosh, Michael! I just want to wear your skin as a meat suit, and I want to have your eyeballs as a necklace and earrings.
I'd be like, you know what? I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh, he loves me so much.
But here's what I'd say, right?
But buddy.
I'd sit you down and I'd say, look, why don't you stalk yourself like that? Take more interest in yourself and the people around you that
but
you
I
love.
But I don't love me as much as I love you.
And then it would take all that frustration of not, you know, of wanting to have me around and cut me up.
I don't think it works like that.
Because I also don't want to die either. No, I'll be like, look, and then if you subscribe, then you get a lot more content. You don't have to do that, you know. And then I'd be like,
if you become a patron,
and they're like, you know,
listen, if we have any stalkers out there, become a patron, and you can see all of our extra content.
Yeah, and I just let them know I appreciate them, and then I'm gonna stalk them, and they'd be like, oh, I see what you mean. I see the errors in my ways. Like we should all just love each other, love ourselves, love each other. You know what I mean? Everybody be everybody. You know what I mean?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, it did.
No.
So anyway, yeah. So
why don't you go ahead and comment down below if that made any sense?
So yeah, I mean, stalkers, it'd be cool, you know, whatever. As long as I don't get hurt, people around me. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't either.
So, but yeah, stalkers.
Yeah. So we were talking about movies.
Yes.
And I just found out about a new movie that's coming out next year in April.
Tell us about it.
It is called Free Guy, starring Ryan Reynolds. And he's basically like, you've played Grand Theft Auto, correct?
Yes.
So do you know what an NPC is?
No, but I have an idea that's kind of related to what you just said and not at all, sort of. Go ahead.
An NPC is a non-player character or non-playable character, however you want to say it, which means that it's a character that's run by the computer. So it has its own little things that it does, but you can't play as that character, but you can interact with it. So in this movie, Ryan Reynolds plays an NPC in a video game, and he's a bank teller. And then all of a sudden he realizes that he's an NPC in a very violent video game. And then he comes out and like he becomes free somehow, some crazy how, and he's walking around the world, this very violent, crazy world. As a free character after he had been bound by the laws of the video game.
Yeah, people are making a lot of video game based human interaction like movies.
Like lately. Pixels?
Yeah. So I mean it's
that
one of
those movie was so bad.
So it's creative, but it's not creative, you know. I mean there's nothing new under the sun, you know. Right. So I mean it's one of those movies that could go really well or just suck.
It's Ryan Reynolds, so I think it's gonna be really good. Plus the concept I think is awesome.
That's what I always say, but then people always knock Green Lantern.
I mean, they used Green Lantern. I saw this today. They used Green Lantern as a promotional piece. So they were doing an interview and they were like, I mean, I never mind. I'm not going to explain it because it's
You know.
But anyway, yeah, they used how bad Green Lantern was to promote Free Guy.
There's a lot of movies out there that people say are crap that I think are great. For example, Green Lantern. I thought it was a good movie.
I still haven't seen it.
It's good. I own it on regular DVD, not Blu-ray. About what back in the day.
Plebeian.
Yeah. I mean, my primitive tech.
Right.
The one I had you watch, based on the video game when I was a kid.
I think I know what it is, but I can't think of the name of it. Max Payne?
Max Payne. Yeah. See, it had horrible reviews. People thought it sucked. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun watch.
Yeah, I liked it because of the... I'm into spiritual things big time, you know. I'm a Christian, but I also like the aspect of spiritual warfare and movies and stuff with demons and stuff like that, because it's just like...
It's interesting.
It's interesting. It makes the opponents a little less human, which makes it a little less uncertain for the viewer,
yeah,
or reader if it's a book.
And a little more dangerous.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're dealing with, and there's always different variables that can be thrown at you. And I really like the way they did it, because the way that the things bound themselves to the people and were tearing people up, and through the drug process, they had that good bridge between the spiritual and physical world, and the way it played out was just like, whoa, it makes you not want to do drugs, kids. So it had a good moral message. I think Dare should do a thing on it.
Right.
Is Dare still around?
Probably not. Actually, I think I read somewhere that Dare had little to no effect on keeping kids off drugs.
Well, just reminding there's drugs out there. Like,
right.
This drug will make you feel really good, but it'll mess up your life. And a lot of them already have messed up lives. So like, well, I can feel really good. You know, it's like a Walk Hard. Not a lot of movie references here, but it's like, you don't want none of this, Dewey. It's like, well, what does it do? It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings.
What's it do?
It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare.
What's the side effects? Is it, well, I don't want to get addicted. And he's like, you ain't going to get addicted, Bobby. Or this is the wrong show. It's not a habit forming. And they're like, I think I want some of that. I was like, no, you don't want none of that, Dewey. But it's like it, just kind of showing you all the things that were good about it. And they'd have all these like skits. But I thought it was effective maybe in a little bit, you know, because it didn't make you think of the negative stuff that your peers didn't take. Well, I did say
little to no effect.
Yeah, I imagined it a little.
The only thing I remember from Dare was them saying to make sure that I don't, that if you go pee, don't flush the toilet, but if you go poop, do flush the toilet.
Well, I think I won or got like one of those Dare lions with a little white Dare t-shirt for the you younger generation.
Did you say she-shirt?
T-shirt.
The little Dare lion. She-shirt
by the seashore. But the Dare lion.
Yeah.
Little stuffed animal. I ended up getting one of those, I believe. But anyway, for the younger viewers out there or listeners, Dare was a program. What did that stand for?
Come on, try it. Do it. I know what it is.
Drugs, Renaissance. No.
I just want to hear you like try to do it, and then I'll tell you what it is.
Maybe to get my mind going, I'll sing the theme songs. I do remember the theme song.
There was a theme song for Dare?
Mm-hmm. Dare to keep a kid off drugs. Dare to keep a kid off drugs. That's a little off, but there was a theme song. It was Dare to keep a kid off drugs.
I thought that was great.
Thanks. Drugs, radios.
No, the second letter is not an R.
Drugs. Dare. It's Dare. That's why I was thrown off. There we go. Now I got it. I kept thinking of drugs, the acronym drugs. Okay. Drugs, alcohol, radios,
and extraterrestrials.
And ecstasy. They had a special category for that.
Right. That's it. That was it.
No, what was
it
again?
Drug abuse resistance education.
There it is. Yeah. I kind of enjoyed when they take time to, because there's a big drug growth in the 90s and early 2000s.
Right. That was when like Miami Vice and people were like,
yeah, rap music.
They're like, I've got, yeah, it was all the rap music.
All them whippersnappers.
Colorful clothes they were wearing. Yeah. They everybody's like, I need to escape my reality because the 80s were such a terrible time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, divorce started going through the roof.
Do you think it had to do anything to do with drugs? Absolutely. Or was it the invention of the CDs that caused that?
Both. Everything contributes to everything. Everything matters. I think that it was, because when parents get divorced, right? And there's great parents that are divorced and they do a great job. But overall, the process of divorce, that's, you're distracted. The parents aren't unified. So there's greater chance that in one home or the other, one's getting, you know, more exposed by the environment because the parents distracted, because both parents are probably working a lot more now.
Right.
So for example, my wife and I, we have a policy in our house that the other parent always backs the other parent up.
In front of the kids.
In front of the kids.
Right.
And if we have an issue, we discuss it privately, but we're unified. So there's two parents working together.
I think that's how it should be.
It should, but it, a lot of times it's not. Like, I mean, I've heard parents like argue or talk crap about their spouse in front of their kids.
Yeah,
and
that's
it weakens
not,
the integrity of the, yeah. So I believe
that's
that
not healthy.
As
or
a
productive.
As a child, I don't really think you have as, I think you should have, to see authority work unified, you know, not, because a lot of kids that come from divorce homes, I came from a divorce home, right?
Right.
But a lot of kids, not saying I did this, but they pin the parent against each other because the parents already, they're already like, a lot of them are opponents. A lot of times the divorce is ugly or whatever. So right. They're like, oh, well, mom said I couldn't do this. And then dad's
let
like,
let me
well,
go ask dad. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and sometimes there's parents that get divorced and they operate really well. Like they really do put the kids first. But when you have a large first generation of kids living in divorced homes, you'll see a lot of times that, well, more so in the 80s and 90s when it went from like 10, 15% of the family households end up in divorce, and now it's like we're at 50 something now.
Yeah, it's what, 50% or yeah. Something like that.
So, I mean, when it first happened, nobody knew what to do with it. And it was such a traumatic event that it wasn't culturally accepted yet. So a kid being brought through a divorced home, first generation, was a big deal.
Right.
It wasn't a cultural norm. It was kind of traumatizing. It wasn't something that we were callous to yet. So, like, you know, and then what's there? The gang banging on the corner is like, hey, you want some drugs?
And yeah, because
like, I think I want some of that.
And it took all the worries away and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And the parents were distracted and they were divided. And sometimes I can imagine custody battles back then were a nightmare.
Why would it be different back then than it is now?
Because they weren't established yet. Like,
proper, oh, they didn't have like a
thing like, we'll place. Do this until then. So like a lot of times the parents, when it first started happening majorly, I would imagine that it was more of like, well, they just fight for who's going to get it. And the mom's like, no, I want him this week or I want him this day. And like, no, it's not established yet, you know, and legally. So they're like kind of going back and forth. And then, so now they're fighting constantly. So the stress in the homes now is crazy. So I think that has a lot to do with it. That and rap music. So Derek kind of came around in that time to try to be a band-aid for it. But it really, I would say it was good that it was there. You know, to have a program. There's always ways to make something better, but.
Yeah, Derek got a bad rap. Like a lot of people hated on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't really blame a system that can't really stop free will and people's, and overwhelming circumstances that are working against you. When you have like 10 different outlets, because then all these kids are getting hooked on drugs, and then the music industry and the movie industry is playing off of it to be relatable. So it's, you know, you get all these songs, especially, I mean, look at music in the 90s. Dude, it was so drug-based.
Oh, was it?
So okay. Drug-based, yeah.
I actually didn't get into music until almost 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was when I got into music.
Yeah. And people started passing out in concerts, and, you know, mom and dad ain't going to be waiting at the driveway at 10 o'clock at night when you're home late, you know, on a school night.
Right.
Because mom's probably late working her second shift at the diner. So, you know, it's, you know, and they go to the concerts, and all the drug dealers are like, here's some crack for you. Here's some crack for you.
You get acid because you don't deserve crack.
Acid's higher skill than crack. Crack's like the cheap man's drug.
You get acid because you're more of a handful.
And the rich kids did coke.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, like
ecstasy was middle. Was ecstasy was middle class. You know. I learned that from Dare.
Did you?
No.
I learned how to flush my toilet from Dare.
One thing I learned from Dare that they repeated over and over again was that weed's the gateway drug.
It's not. It makes you go to sleep.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have smoked lots of weed. Me in the past, before I changed my ways and got older. But,
right.
You know, then again, I did go into harder drugs for a while. But I know a lot of people that didn't. They're just like, nah, dude, I'm just going to smoke weed and chill. I ain't about that hard stuff, man.
I'm going to smoke weed and eat some Funyuns.
I think a lot of it is blaming substances for the problems of people.
Yeah, everybody wants to blame something else besides themselves.
Yeah, Derek can't fix it, and other things contribute. So, but it's more like how you react in the situation, you know?
Right.
Just because you're around drugs doesn't mean you're going to do it. Your chances go up. So if you're making somebody aware, I think Derek did a great job. So Derek, if you're watching this, you should be there.
I was around drugs.
Sponsor.
Yeah. I don't even know if Derek's
we'll
a thing
We'll bring each
anymore.
Other up. We'll bring each other back.
We'll bring it all
we'll
back.
We'll have Derek on the show. If you, okay, here we go. If there's any Derek members that are watching this and you would have come on here and teach us since we don't know crap about what we're talking about with this. Come on here and we'll have an episode. We'll call it Dare.
You know what? We'll come to you if we have to. If Dare. If you reach out to us at this email address that's right down here, if you reach out to us, we will either come to you or you can come to us, and we will have a little powwow
We'll help you create a new Dare program. It'd be Dare Ultra or Dare Plus, and we'll have we'll help you create a new slogan.
Dare 2.0.
A new slogan or a new song. We'll bring back the lion. I liked him. Lionel the lion.
The lion with the she-shirt.
Dare to keep a dead kid off drugs.
A dead kid off drugs. Dare to keep a dead kid off drugs.
Yeah, those kids are always off drugs. They're never on drugs. I don't even know why I said that. That was really dumb. No, well,
I don't know why you say half the things you say, but I enjoy it.
Thanks, bro.
I was making fun of him.
And I took it.
He took it and flipped it around and made it positive.
I put it right here in my heart.
All
right,
we are going to end this podcast because we've been going for a while. Unless you got more stuff.
Can we do another podcast thing? Because I'm having fun.
Yeah, we'll do another one. So stay tuned to next week because we're going to be talking about our childhoods.
And stay off drugs.
Okay, so are you done? Like, do you have any more stuff you want to talk about on this one before we do end it?
I dare you. That's the problem. No, go ahead.
If you got more to say, do it.
You shouldn't have dared him. That's all I'm saying.
It should have been Double Dog Dare. Double Dog Dare program. Because then, I mean, if anybody learned anything from watching A Christmas Story, if you Double Dog Dare somebody, they have to do it.
Yeah.
So I Double Dog
Dare you to not do drugs.
Right.
Or alcohol abuse.
Yeah, don't do the alcohols.
Yeah.
Are you doing alcohol?
Do you think that smoking drugs is cool? Do you think that doing alcohol is cool?
Do you have anything else you want to talk about on this?
It reminds me of the old like marijuana commercials back in the days. Like, it was so unrealistic.
Yeah. Like, are you talking about the one where he's like, I learned it from watching you?
Yeah.
It's yours?
No.
Your mother said she found it in your closet.
I don't know. One of the guys must have...
Must have what?
Look, Dad, it's not...
Where did you get it?
Dad,
answer me. Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
Parents who use drugs have children who use drugs.
I saw somebody parody that, and he went in... I think it was like Mad TV or something like that, where he found a coffee pot under his bed, and he's like, where have you been doing this? He's like, I learned it from watching you, and he ran away, but it was a coffee maker.
I'm cooking up alcohol and drugs.
Where did you get this? Who taught you how to use this thing?
You, all right? I learned from watching you.
Damn it, Billy. At least he's using good beans.
Yeah, the 80s was a very cheesy time. Yeah.
Well, even like predating that, the old marijuana commercials before that, they even had like a little like a warning thing that was like, because fear is a great motivator, but they were like,
right.
They were like, oh my God, I'm seeing monsters and like my skin's melting. And they're like, don't smoke pot. Like, that does not happen when you smoke pot at all. Unless you got it laced with some crazy stuff.
Right.
Now that you should smoke pot, I'm not saying like it's...
We're not condoning
it's not diet drugs. You shouldn't do it. It's bad for you.
Diet drugs?
Yeah, you know, like it's like less than, you know.
Right, and I'm just saying that...
Also, be careful what I say because they're about to legalize marijuana in the state. Right. And I think that, you know...
And there's a bunch of kids that watch, so we don't want to condone that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's...
That it's not saying that it's fun.
Any person should be able to medicate themselves how they please, but I don't think that we should have things to where everybody's just messed up all the time because I think people are better when they're sober. You know, but that's just my viewpoint. I don't drink anymore. But if you do drink and you do smoke a lot, you do lots of drugs, and that's your business, and I'm not going to judge you.
And if you do, just go ahead and go on over to Just Play Nonsense on YouTube and subscribe. Because
then it'll make sense to you.
Right.
No, but you know, the thing is, I just put it out there that people are always better without it. You're always better yourself. Just remember that, kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I always hate...
Always be yourself.
I always hate the people that were kind of snarl, and they're like... You know, at parties back when I used to drink, and they'd be like, I don't need to drink to have fun. But it's like they used it to be snub. Because they like
really, snobby.
Yeah, like they really wanted to drink, but they didn't, you know, whatever.
Or that's just their way of getting by the guilt feeling.
Yeah. But I mean, there is truth to it. You shouldn't have to, you know, you should have fun in yourself. But if you do, then be responsible. I say don't because, you know, the better you use the you that's
clear. Aware and it's clear.
Doesn't drive cars into trees and stuff.
Right. or other people or other vehicles.
See how we put a moral lesson in that episode?
Okay, so now that we're done with that, don't drink and drive, don't do drugs and eat Funyuns, and don't do any of that stuff. Okay,
see, I was kind of safe about it, though. I used to get messed up and play Frogger and like watch like crazy movies, and I'd have a food station because I never, even then, I didn't believe in drinking and driving.
You're like, I know I'm not going to want to get up off this couch, so I'm going to set up a food station.
So I set up a food station, and I had my video games, and you know, I was always that way. I never understood people that like there's one guy. So I guess I'll say this to close it up.
It's funny because I keep trying to end it, and you just keep.
But I had this one friend, right, and like I would tell him, like, before we get messed up, right, I was like, I don't want to leave the house this time because every time he always ended up wanting to leave the house, you know,
right,
and like. Even though I wouldn't go most of the time, unless I was really messed up and had a really bad judgment, which is why it's better to be your full self.
Yep.
You know? But they'd be like, you know, I'm craving tacos. And so they would load up, you know, and one would say, oh, I'm good. Or maybe one of them was good. I don't know. But like, because I was messed up at that time.
Right.
But like, I would always set up everything to avoid my friends from doing that. You know, like I always said, sleep on the couch. I have an extra, you know, whatever. Kept extra blankets there, but I would set up a food station. I would set up entertainment. I would set up everything. And sure enough, at the end of every night, somebody would be like, you know what? Dude, like some Arby's or some Hardee's that sound real good right now. And I'm like, dude, I bought snacks. Like, I don't want Doritos and oven pizza, man.
Like, or Hot Pockets.
Yeah, or Hot Pockets. That's pretty much the kind of food I would buy back then because I was a bachelor.
Hot Pockets are disgusting.
Yeah. But like, no matter what I did, even if I rented 10 movies, they'd be like, you know what?
I want to watch this other movie.
Yeah, there's this other movie. We just got to watch it. I haven't seen it in like 14 years. And like, it's out there. And I just called the video place and they have it. And it's like, we could walk there and we don't have to drive. It's only like 8 miles. And I'm like, dude.
You're going to walk 8 miles while you're still.
But like, whatever I set up, like it never worked out. The food station, all of it. Right. There's always somebody in the group that wants to go, dude, let's go get something. But anyway,
I didn't have any of those experiences. I stayed at home and did nothing. I wasn't like an adventurous.
And that's why your child. Brain's not fried.
What?
Because you dared.
I did. I dared to stay off drugs.
Yep.
They didn't need to triple dog dare me. I just did it.
Just on the really real. You
on the really real.
You being you.
Yep. Okay. Now I'm going to try to end it for real. Let's see if he interrupts me one more time. So.
My bad, baby. It's a boy.
For those of you who don't know that is from a collect call. No, as a phone company telling you to stop using collect calls and actually use their service instead.
Yeah, Bob had a baby eats a boy.
Bob, we had a baby eats a boy.
Yeah, Bob had a baby eats a boy.
Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. First name Bob, last name is we had a baby eats a boy.
Hello?
Collect call for Mr. Bob. We oughta baby eats a boy.
Sorry, wrong number.
Who's that, dear?
Bob. They had a baby. It's a boy.
Oh.
Anyway, so go check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, all the little podcast platforms, justplaynonsense.ninja. Watch us on YouTube, Just Play Nonsense. We've got our Instagram at Nonsense Podcast. Go check out our store. Go like us on Instagram, us individually. All that stuff's going to be right down there. You're going to have links in the description. Next week, we're going to talk about our childhoods. And so if you want to learn about what he was like as a kid and what I was like as a kid, check back next week. We'll see you later.
Toodles.
Toodlies.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Apocalypstic. A lipstick so beautiful, it kills.
Hey, Michael, what kind of colors do we have?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. We have In Time Indigo, Dead Red, for all those basic red-wearing lipstick girls out there. Because that's the common.
You're basic.
You basic. That's the vanilla lipstick right there, red. But we do have it for you. So we do have Dead Red. They have Dead Red. We don't own Apocalypse Stick.
Thanks for clarifying that. Yeah.
And they have Doomsday Gray.
That's the color of your lips after you're already dead.
Yeah, and it's also for all you like. I'm not sure if I want to go full goth, but I'm halfway there.
And all you necrophiles out there.
Yeah. And just plus, you look good in gray. Some girls can rock the.
They can rock the gray.
And if you do, then try Doomsday Gray.
Doomsday Gray.
Doomsday Gray. It's so good.
She did.
Don't eat it, though.
All right, so what's their... Oh, wait. Yeah, give me their tagline one more time. So go through Apocalypse Stick, and then the tagline, the one you just came up with.
This episode is brought to you by...
No, just the Apocalypse Stick.
Apocalypse Stick. Lipstick. So powerful. So beautiful. It kills.
All right. That's it. I'm done.
And they have Indigo Time.
He's not done, obviously. How would you feel if I just ended the podcast?
Try our mini flavors. Or don't eat it. Don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Don't eat it, Billy.
With many colors like End Time Indigo, Dead Red, and Doomsday Gray. Guaranteed to leave the ones in your life
wanting
dead
more.
In their tracks. Extinct.
Try it again.
Looks that kill. There you go. For women that have lips.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nailed it.
For women that have lips, you gotta try it. So good.
If you have lips, try it. If you don't, you know, don't even worry about buying it.
It will give you lips that kill.
You're gonna do the whole thing over again so I can actually have one full complete thing so I can put the animation on it.
Okay. Apocalyptic. Lipstick that kills. A lipstick that is for those out there that have a spicier, more crazy, just crazy lipstick style. No. For girls that have bold lipstick color desires. Apocalyptic, which is our sponsor. Our sponsor is brought to you by... This is good for the bloopers, I guess.
Our sponsor is brought to you by...
This is nothing but bloopies.
Bloops?
Bloops, I did it again.
Oh my gosh.
I blooped again.
I'm definitely ending it right here. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Let me get colors.